The Yoga Manifesto by Nadia Gilani, read by Avita J. For glossary and additional notes and resources, please see the accompanying PDF, which is available to download from your audiobook library. Content warning. This book includes experiences of eating disorders, alcohol dependency, domestic violence, suicidal thoughts, and sexual violence that some readers might find upsetting. Introduction. Viv made me do it. Viv Albertine, guitarist for 1970s British punk band The Slits, told me how to write this book. Kind of. I met her on a creative writing course run by the Avon Foundation in 2015. The course ran over 5 days, and on the third day, a guest author was invited to join us and share their work. Viv was there for that. I had ended up on the course because I needed a break. I had decided to look upon it as a retreat and form of healing, because after many years of troubles with food and alcohol, and almost a decade of working as a news journalist, I was exhausted. I needed a rest, but was also searching for some serious discipline in what had otherwise been a chaotic life for too long. I didn't quite arrive prepared. Everyone else seemed to have come with a burning idea of what they wanted to write about, except me. But I wasn't worried. I had enough experience of living by the seat of my pants and assumed that some of Viv's genius might inspire and send me on my way. To a certain extent, I wasn't wrong. On the course, we were put in groups that each took it in turn to cook dinner on different days. I was red-faced, stirring a vegan risotto in the kitchen one evening when I spotted Viv wearing skinny jeans, a cropped jacket, and spiky-heeled boots, leaning against the dining room doorway. I was immediately starstruck and then felt crushed. I knew I wouldn't be brave enough to talk to her as I had hoped. I shuffled to one end of the dining table and stared at the salad on my plate, hoping she wouldn't notice me. But she sat next to me, didn't she? And that's when everything changed. Viv asked what I was writing. "Lots," I said. "How do I turn it into a book?" I asked. "Do what I do," she told me. "Write it all in short bits and move it around later." It took a while for me to understand what Viv meant, and I didn't actually write anything for several years, but when I started this book, I remembered her advice. The chapters in Viv's first book, Clothes, Music, Boys, are exceptionally short. This method had clearly worked for her, so I did the same, wrote a bunch of stories and threaded them together later. A bit like taking a set of yoga poses and linking them with a series of flowing movements. More on that soon. This is what you've got in your hands now. What you're holding isn't an expert's how-to-do yoga book, nor is it a tips and tricks guide to building a yoga career. I'm not qualified to do either of those things. I'm just someone who has practiced yoga in some shape or form for a long time. This book is about that, and some of the crazy things that happened along the way. It's also about the wonderful, strange, awkward, and sometimes downright weird things I have learnt from working as a yoga teacher. I have a long history with yoga in my life, and it hasn't always been an easy ride. I'm here to tell you what yoga has meant to me, and how I've seen it help others. In particular, those I've had the privilege to teach who are so often ignored by the wellness industry that yoga has got itself wrapped up in. It's about struggling to exist in a paradox, living and working in what's become a self-care industry, which left me feeling uncared for at many times. But there's hope, because this book is also about the ways I learned even more about what yoga could mean for me by helping others apply it to their own lives. I hope I can help you in some way with this book too. I cared deeply about doing this because yoga has a special place in my heart. I was introduced to the practice early in life, and I'd like to help more people find it too. It might seem like that job's already been done because yoga appears to be everywhere and everyone seems to be
Sample complete. Ready to continue?